RTL Original Podcast.
Hi there, and welcome to this midweek edition of Song 2. We had spoken with Jojo of Heartworms back when the stunning EP A Comforting Notion was first released. Since then, the band have gone from strength to strength, picking up an incredible amount of press. And working with super producer Dan Carey has dropped the incredible single May I Comply on Speedy Wonderground. Jojo takes on the Song 2 question here and also informs us that an awful lot of her thinking is done on the toilet. You're welcome.
Hello, this is Heartworms. I went higher then. Okay. Right. Hello, this is Heartworms.
The thing I wanted to ask you is, I run a podcast called Song 2. In that podcast, I argue that the second song on an album is either the album's best or most important. We're asking musicians and artists to tell us if they agree, disagree, why, and then ergo the importance of playlisting. So, Heartworms, is the second song on an album the album's best or most important?
I would say most important. I have no idea. I guess most artists I know, well, when I say that, like Interpol, like Shins, Wincing the Night Away. I think Australia is the second on that song. Wait, let me check.
On Antics, it was Evil.
Yes, and then on Turn on the Bright Lights, it was Obstacle One, wasn't it?
Yes.
Dude. So I think it is. Yeah.
It proves the point, doesn't it? How much importance then do you place on track listing? Because Radiohead was Paranoid Android on OK Computer as well, so.
Yeah. I've never thought of it, I'll tell you that. I have never thought of it until now. And now I'm going to think about my future records. And maybe, I don't know, not doing it or doing it. Wow. I never realised.
Track listing in general, would you be looking at flow? Do you want to front load the album with, and this is another phrase I hate, with the banger? Or do you want to start off slow and build to a crescendo? Or do you take people on a journey in and out and end with an absolute iconic track?
I think I take people on a journey and then I end with an iconic. I like things to be up and down. I don't know about flow. I think when I listen to, I get a lot of inspiration from Interpol. They take you up and down quite a lot, and I like that. And I guess, yeah, having a second song is a banger, but I really think having a last song, it doesn't even have to be loud or anything, maybe having like a really emotional slow song, and then boom, you're just like left on that feeling.
I'm looking at them, the track listing for A Comforting Notion. So Constant Dedication, Retributions of an Awful Life, then A Comforting Notion and 24 Hours, both of which have got sweary words in it.
But which one has sweary words?
Both of them.
What? 24 Hours?
And A Comforting Notion does as well, apparently. It's got an E for explicit.
Oh yeah, it does.
So why were you nice and non-sweary on track one and track two, but on track three and track four, you literally went, fuck it?
Okay, so... there's a lyric in Come to Notion where it goes, this wild man grows, this wild man pays, something, something, something to get a fucking wage. I thought it was very fitting. It's like angry. I did it because it sounded good and it shows the emotion. You know, I think it was very fitting. I didn't just randomly just be like, yeah, let's just put a swear word in because I'm cool. But no, that didn't happen. And then with 24 hours, it was so accidental. Like when you go for a poo.
I'm all for this.
You think a lot.
Yeah.
And then the lyric is shit and think.
That's what Plato was doing. That's what the thinker's doing as well. It's really training for one.
So that's why it's got swear in it, because it's actually relatable. Oh, yeah.